War hysteria is building up amidst little or no recourse to scaling down the tensions, as Indian Rafale jets scrambled over held Kashmir airspace and Pakistan put its air force on high alert. It was a moment of slipping into a full-fledged conflict that is unlikely to remain conventional for long. The nuclear specter is an existential threat not only to Pakistan and India, but also to the region at large, and this is where sanity must prevail. The continued exchange of fire along the lock, and India's unilateral provocative steps such as suspending Indus water inflow into Pakistan and the quid pro quo in the form of closure of airspace, are in need of being addressed through a sustained de-escalation process. The earlier the good sense prevails, the better, as there won't be enough left behind to regret in case of an armed conflict, as Pakistan has categorically warned of a full-spectrum response. Pakistan's diplomatic stint of reaching out to the U.S. through Ambassador Rizwan Saeed Sheikh manifests its desire for peace and is in need of some teeth from Washington. Coupled with Secretary of State Marco Rubio's engagement with his counterparts in Pakistan and India, it is hoped that the warmongering will take a back seat. The crux of the dispute that leads to such fissures off and on is the unresolved Kashmir issue, and the moment that irritant is addressed holistically, peace shall prevail in the region and beyond. That is where Trump's involvement is desired, and keeping in view his precedent of engaging with his arch-rival Russia, in his endeavor to bring an end to the conflict with Ukraine, the Republican president can play a pivotal role in leaving behind a legacy of peace in the subcontinent. The role of civil society in both the countries is missing, something that needs to be revived. Rather than giving in to hawkism, it's time to kickstart a regime of peace and tranquility.